views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy today, coming to you right before the auspicious holidays, whatever your holiday is this season. There are many, many traditional religions that are supporting this time of year. Always not my favorite time of year, sometimes when the weather can be a little dark and heavy and you want to go out and celebrate and get on a surfboard or something. But if you're out in the sunshine skiing down a mountain, that's good as well. Anyway, I want to talk about creating all that you can be, moving mountains by making decisions more easily. Why do we struggle so hard with making decisions? There are so many reasons, but I want to let you know that making decisions gets you to the next level. There are a lot of reasons that some of us are not happy, that we are not fulfilling all that we are in this lifetime. How do we shift out of that? How do we create something different? Typically, to create something different, you have to do something. You have to move a mountain. You have to make a decision. We talk sometimes about moving the needle. You know, if we just move the needle a little bit, we see some scientific and mathematical calculations in the space program, just even merely in landing an airplane. Just the slightest change can make a huge number of options appear for you. So what we want to do today as a Christmas present to you is take a look at what's going on within you that has stopped you from creating the gifts that you have, from creating the opportunities, from co-creating with Source. Today's the day, whatever you're serving up, to allow yourself to step into all that you are, to take a look at the double binds, the reasons you stay stuck. This is not a shaming, blaming day. This is a happy day. This is an option to take a look at what is surfacing today. Sometimes we have really grandiose ideas about what we want to step into, and it's like eating an elephant, one bite at a time. We don't like that, so after about 3 days, we pull back. All of us are guilty of this. All of us have had that time where we want to write a book, we want to be a songwriter, we want to play music, we want to create a new business. And you have to start, right? There's that moment of creation, that moment of thought. We all know that the law of attraction and what you have in your life is created by thought and created by the energy applied to that thought, those emotions, those connections that you have to those thoughts. The issue comes up when we have lots of competing thoughts at the same time. We have a part of us moving forward and another part of us pulling back. How many of you have had a great idea? You feel super inspired. You can physically feel it in your heart space, your shoulders, the back of your neck. It's just totally enveloping you. And within about 5 seconds to 10 seconds, there is this emotional dread, this feeling that shows up in the pit of your stomach, a tightness that might show up in your heart space. And all of a sudden, you start to pull back. This is what we want to talk about today. This part of you that shows up after, within that few seconds that you've had this awesome amazing idea. This comes up for you over and over again. Some of you have had this happen many, many times. It's like one more time around Mount Sinai. You're doing it again and again. Let's make today the day that we end some karmic patterns. We bring them into completion. Why not even transmute karma into grace? Why not end this whole thing of learning things the hard way? Let's make it happen today. So what is your spirit serving up today? Some of you have been making lists. I've talked with a lot of clients who have been writing down what's coming to them, and they go, yeah, I'm doing that. You know, it reminds me of people that have read all the books on law of attraction, read all the books on setting goals, and they go, yeah, I know all about that. This isn't knowing all about it. Excuse me. This is about you stepping into it. So the next question I have for you, okay, you know all about it. You got excited. What stopped you? What came up? I want you to get as honest as you can in your spirit right now. I want you to go into the hardness in your heart space, the tightness. I want you to go into your solar plexus. I want you to sense all the energies coming up that have been obstacles for you. My family won't let me. I don't have enough money. I have to quit my job. I need more time. I don't have this. I don't have that. These are all the things that I would associate with victim energy. I can tell on myself. I have these. I know how to sabotage myself really well. We all are very, very talented in this. Okay? So today, whatever your spirit is serving up, this is what we want to shift. Okay? This is the Christmas present for you from Source. This is what's coming up for you to step into in the new year. How awesome can it be? Now, a lot of us have been having one hell of a December. This has been some crazy time, especially if you are energetically sensitive, if you're working on your vibration, if a lot of things are shifting, you know, and you're working with your guidance team and you're bringing into the physical a lot of things that have been coming to you in the spirit realm. This has been one heck of a time. I just want you to feel like you've got these engines on the back of you, and you're just going to shoot up and shoot out of this situation into your new year. That's what this idea of yours, this concept, this intuitive guidance thing, this thing that's within you ready to be birthed, that's what it has the power to do for you for 2015. I'm feeling it for so many of you. So how do we get unstuck? That's what this show's going to be about. We're going to talk about how to get unstuck. We're going to take your calls today. We're going to shake some things loose for you. And listen, I want people calling in who want to move something, okay? You're ready. Does it take guts? Yeah, it takes guts. Have you noticed that whenever we talk about what's stopping us, we go, oh, it's the fear of the unknown. Isn't that interesting? Where did we learn to fear the unknown? We don't fear certainty. We dread certainty in a way. Some of us have very secure situations, the devil we know versus the devil we don't. We know we have our job even if we don't like it. We know we're in a family even if it's less loving than we'd like it to be. We live in a town that, you know, at least we know where everything is, so we don't have to learn anything new. Where did we learn the fear of the unknown? Why did we not learn at the laps of our parents and in the classrooms of our schools that the unknown could be exciting, that the unknown could be phenomenal, that the unknown could make us so giddy, so exuberant, so thrilled about stepping into it? I want you to check into that. This is another block that's showing up for you to keep you from stepping into all that you are. So let me go ahead and give in the number for the show today. It's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Let's burst ourselves through the chaos of December. Let's launch our new year. Let's set some intentions and let's intend to allow them. Let's intend to allow ourselves to make decisions. Let's get out of the fear of a decision. I have some areas in my life where I want Source to handle it, okay? I want Source to just either throw up a roadblock, and I had lots of those prayers. I go, whoa, you know, God, whatever, for my highest good and the highest good of everyone involved, block this thing if it's not supposed to happen, because I didn't want to choose. I was so scared. What's that about? That's right and wrong thinking, okay? Where do we get that? The idea that there are some major, major mistakes that we can make. So I want you to take a look at that. Could you really make a horrible mistake? I doubt any of you are dealing with some motivations that are, you know, evil. I think you're dealing with some motivations that perhaps you haven't tried something in a very long time, or you always wanted to step into a certain field but haven't done it. So there's no mistake about stepping into this. Why can I say that? The reason I can say this is because when you step into a desire, and when you say yes to a decision, and when you make it, there's an exhilaration within your spirit that comes and happens. What is that? That is you connecting with your soul essence, your higher self, all that you are. You're coming in with this connection to a part of you that you haven't allowed to fully express yourself. So let's make this thing happen for us today, okay? Now, there are magic wands, and then there are things that you guys have got to do. We're bringing in the guidance team. I've been working on with them before I even started the show today. So we've got them here. I want you to invite your guidance team in. They are very polite. They do not participate unless you give permission. So I want you to invite them in before we get on the phones. I want you to participate with them. And then we are going to start shifting you into the point of making a decision. It's going to be awesome. We're going to go to break right now, and when we come back, we're going to begin to take our calls. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth-colored fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's Top Dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Hello again. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy, and we are talking about moving mountains by making decisions more easily. We're wanting to look at what is stopping us from stepping into the intentions that we have. You have these intentions. You have these dreams. Some of you have had them for a very long time. I have some that I've had a long, long time. And by the way, this is something that can, you know, we can outgrow. All right. So some of these intentions we might want to recheck. So think about what is stopping you from stepping into a decision, what the fear is. And today we're going to be dealing with a willingness to move some of those blocks out of the way so that we can begin to create. So the number again is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And let's go to the phones, Benny.
Yeah, we'll take Elaine calling in from Auburn. Elaine, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Thank you.
Hey, Elaine.
Thank you for taking my call, Leslie.
Oh, yes. It's a great day.
It is actually a great day. My thing is we know we need to move. We've been looking for a year and a half. And it's like when it comes right down to it, we don't do it, even though we know it's the best thing for us.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out, I was listening to you, I don't know, money and fear that it might not be a better place. I don't know. Those are the only two things I can think of.
Okay, so sometimes when we don't take action, it's because we think money can only come one way. So, you know, I remember when I was selling a house and, you know, everybody told me this was 2008, which everybody remembers as the day of the cataclysm, you know. And they said, oh, you can't sell your house. And I went, I'm not wearing any handcuffs. I don't see anything stopping me from doing this. Oh, well, you just can't, you know, and all this because people were worried that they had to get all this money out of their houses. So what is the problem with that thought? The problem with that thought, if you're thinking about attraction, intentions, and everything, is that you are limiting how your abundance comes to you. If you're being guided to move, then it's going to be fully supported. So you have to release the limits about where your funding comes from. So very interestingly, just to give you an idea of how this can unfold for you and has unfolded for me, I sold my house with, you know, probably not a whole lot coming out of it. I was then given this amazing place to live that was at a dramatically reduced rent amount I didn't want to own at the time. It was absolutely phenomenal on the historic register National Register of Historic Places. And then I was given this incredible luxury vacation by one of my clients. I'm just throwing this out to you that there are many, many ways that your abundance comes to you. So if you're holding back going, well, the only way we can have money is if it comes out of that, I'm just going to challenge your poverty thoughts right now and say, are you ready to let go of them?
I need to, so I guess the answer is yes.
Okay, very good. So I'm feeling the tightness in your heart space right now, so let's bring in your guidance team. I'm bringing in mine. I got the big guys in here right now. And so we want to upgrade your agreement with bankers, financiers, with your new people. You want to draw in the people that are going to be living in your home. Are you preparing your home right now for your new people? Are you excited about who they are and the life they're going to have in your home?
Well, I will be after this phone call.
Yeah, I guess we will be. That's right. So we want to bring in those awesome people, right? I want you to think about what they would want to see as they come in. I want you to think about where you're going and the excitement of what you're about to create. I want you to fully release your house. Let it go. Look at the part of you right now that's holding on to it. So there's some memories for you in this house. What's going on? What's the attachment?
It's probably the longest I've ever lived anywhere in my adult life.
So that's really important to you, right?
I didn't think it was until right now, because
yeah.
I moved a lot. Really, I enjoy new experiences of moving. I think it's attached to my daughter, because she's probably the only, you know, she's lived there since she was second grade. Now she's going off to college.
So now, you remember right before you came on, I was talking about outgrowing some dreams,
yeah.
outgrowing some attachments. Some of these are so uh-huh. associated with our inner child, right? I moved a lot. I can so identify with you. I'm probably the longest I lived anywhere was 8 years. and that was major. Most places it was 2 or 3. And so when we have this thing that we've created, this beautiful home you made, this wonderful family life that you created, your part of you is like grieving and releasing to let it go, because your spirit is ready to create this next thing. But you want to honor what you've done, Elaine. You want to honor
okay.
this amazing thing you did to create this home, this wonderful place. You're blessing your children. You had this fantastic gift that you gave everyone, and also to yourself. And now you're stepping into your next self, right? So it's not as if, and I deal with this all the time with my clients, we never dishonor the past. It's not like, oh, that wasn't what I should have been doing. Oh, no, you were right on track. That
okay.
is something you can honor and appreciate, all right? And I'm just feeling spirit is just totally flowing with you right now. It's just, this is very, very important for you to honor your gift and what you did. And now you're stepping into the new. And so it's releasing the old, but never dishonoring the past, and stepping into all that you are. So we start with an intention. We start with this shift. We start with moving into this new place. So I want right now for you to connect with that vision, where you're going. I want you to do that right now. Do you know where you're going?
Well, we have a home that we like that we've been thinking about offering on.
Uh-huh. But is it part of your heart? I hear nothing yet about your connection.
See, that's part of the problem. I'm not quite sure if we should leave the area or find something in the area.
Well, again, you're in your head, and I'm not hearing what the whole point of all this is. What difference does it make? If I say so what, who cares? Why don't you tell me what the desire is? What are you about to create? Just another house? Really?
I don't know.
I know. Well, isn't this going to be some interesting homework for the holidays?
Okay, so I need to figure out.
Oh, yeah, you do. You didn't call today by accident, okay? You're not in this to play house. And I honestly, you know, as long as I've lived, I let people know pretty fast. Look, I have already played house. I already know how to do that. I already know how to raise children. Been there, done that. What are you creating now? And I don't want you to bring in your daughter or your husband or all these other people. I don't care. Because Source never is unkind. Source never ignores others and is unloving. Okay? So whatever is coming from your essence and is creating something, that is super important to you. Okay? So that's your homework. And I want you to call back in January. Let me know what happened.
Okay.
What's thanks,
most
Elaine.
Important to just me. Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Wow. What a great call. So that was fabulous of Elaine to serve up something, and I want to revisit a couple of things in there. Elaine's in the middle of a transition. She's had some things that she has known very well for a long time. A lot of us have these. Okay. Some of us have been at our jobs 30 years. Some of us have been in the same place for 30 years. This is something that's the known. So then our spirits start shifting within us. We don't have words for it yet. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what we're stepping into. And it's okay that we don't have the words. But it isn't to create more of the same. That's not what spirit does. Spirit is shifting you into this next iteration of you, this next thing of creation. So think about what it is that you're stepping into. Yes, there's the fear. I feel it in several of you listening right now, in your second right now, the security center. A lot of you are really like holding back, afraid of what this unknown thing is. Try really hard to let it go. Just the thought of the thing hasn't made it happen yet, okay? Just allow yourself to go there, notice what's blocking you, and then let's talk about it. Once again, our number is 800-930-2819. This is your time. This is an awesome time to create your new 2015. If you want to find me and have sessions with me, I do coaching and I do energetic shifting and transformation. You can find me at LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. I list the sessions that I do and how to reach me, so feel free to reach out to me. We can have a complimentary session, talk about your needs. Just don't hesitate to create your new year. Don't throw away 2015 and think you're going to do it again in 2016, all right? After we come back from break, we'll take your calls.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop, Own Your Leadership, Own Your Life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive 2 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full 1-hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included, space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.
Oh, I am loving that. I am loving that. Are we more than halfway there? Yes, we are. Yes, we can. You can do this thing. This is Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, hosting today your opportunity to create an amazing 2015. Let me give out the number one more time, 1-800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. I'm going to be coming to some cities near you starting in February. I'm going to be again in Raleigh, North Carolina in February, Chicago at the end of the month, and then coming back to Portland, going to Cincinnati again at the end of March, and also heading back to London in the UK. So that will be a fantastic April. So today we're talking about moving your needle, moving the mountain by making a decision. You know, we hear, interestingly, people will say a non-decision is also a decision. In a sense, that's true, but I want to get us a little more practical than that. So let's talk about what it's like when you wake up in the morning. You wake up, and I know for me, I need my cup of coffee. That's just, that's a full admission right there. I have my spirit time. But usually, if I don't shift, I can stay stuck. I can stay either in a certain mode where I want the day to happen to me, or I want to create the day. I want you to go into your field right now and look at your last week. Let's take the last 7 days. How many days were you satisfied to let the day happen to you? You know, people bringing work to your desk, people calling on the phone, you reacting to it. You're not really making any deliberate decisions. And how many days did you step into a place of creation? And what is a step of a place of creation? It's a place where you decide how your day is going to go. From 9 to 10, I'm going to do these things. From 10 to 11, I'm going to do these other things. Okay, that is a deliberate process. Why sometimes do we not step into that deliberate process? Often it's the fear of what we could create. It's the fear of failure. It's the fear of change. Often our fears go so far ahead of what could possibly manifest that we shut it down long before it has a chance. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples that I had today. I picked up a magazine. I took a look and I saw a certain show that's local. And I thought, wow, I need to reach out to that show and see if it's possible to have a booth. I haven't ever done that show before. Don't know these people. Now, I've had the thought, when am I going to follow through? How do I follow through? Well, I'll tell you what I'm like, and maybe you are like this as well. I next have to feel a connection at the time that I make the call or that I reach out. So then I start encountering other feelings or thoughts about whether I can do it or not, what, you know, it's going to be like communicating with these people. I'm giving you an example right now of what happens when we get an inspired thought, and then the gap between that thought and the moment of taking action. So I'm a list maker. You may be a list maker. I have lots of things I'm always writing down that come to me. Interestingly, what I find is that if I put that list aside for about 3 weeks or a month and I go back to it, I've done probably a half to two-thirds of the line items on my list. Why is that? The reason is that we're setting an intention within us, a desire within us. And we tackle those things at the times that are right for us, that we feel a connection to it, that we feel like, okay, this is the right time. There is an issue of timing, but the next thing we have to examine is when is it there sabotage and when is there procrastination? And both sabotage and procrastination come from fear. So then you're digging even deeper, right? So some of you are really getting this in your solar plexus and in your second. There is a part in our solar plexus that comes up because we want people to want us. We want people to request us. Do you see how that goes back to what I was sharing earlier? This is when someone else is affecting your day. On the one hand, you could take a look and say, well, I created the idea, so I want this person to come to me. That's all well and good. But the other is, can I reach out also and create? So take a look within your field right now. Notice where your fears are. Notice what's coming up for you. I hope a few of you are really writing some things down right now that that are coming up for you. I'm not trying to shade what's coming up in your own field in terms of the essence of things that you want to create. Some of you have a lot of fear in your heart space, and this is about loved ones who won't come along or other people in our lives who don't want the same things that we want. And this is pretty profound for a lot of us because this is what we have habitually known as a sense of connection. So if you were to shift your connection to source and you were to shift your connection to another vibration and to upgrade your contracts and to upgrade your agreements, then you begin to draw in some new people and some new energies and some new opportunities. So a lot of us have stayed stuck a long time in certain places and other things we've done really well. So this is not slamming you for like taking no action at all in your life. But take a look at some things that you haven't done. Some of us feel like we're hostage to our loved ones. We're hostage to old patterns and we're hostage to loyalties. We come from cultures that are based on loyalty. We come from families that have manipulated our emotions or made us feel that if we don't do certain things, then, you know, we will not feel the love. All right. So we know that that then creates fear. If source is coming from a place of unconditional love and we want to expand and create and be all that we are, then we're going to have to let go of some of these manipulation games that these others play. So I want you to think about what you're being held hostage by. So when you thought of your dream, your intention, your idea, the decision to make, what came up that got in your way? So right now, let's take a look in your energy field. We want to go into your heart space. Some of you are very much tight in your heart space that you will no longer be loved or your dream and your desire is not strong enough. You're not strong enough to make it happen. So I want to bring in some of the light beings right now, bring in some of the masters. And we're going into your heart space and we want to release all of the attachments that no longer serve you. Ones where your inner child is absolutely panicking, thinking that you won't take care of yourself. This is a very old feeling for a lot of you. You know very well that you can take care of yourself. You're managing your home. You're managing your relationships. You're managing your job. So you are handling it. You are not a victim. So we want to clear out any fear that if you step into your dream, you'll no longer be loved, that you'll be abandoned by those that are closest to you. We want to clear out the core fear in your solar plexus that if you step into all that you are, you'll never be loved again. Some of you have very extreme fears about your connections with others, as if this is it. You won't have another chance. I love that sign in the UK for the tube, which says, mind the gap. So I wanted you to take a look at the gap in your life, in your heart, in your solar plexus. Take a look at what that hole is. It's that fear of the unknown. It's that chasm between what you know and this next thing that you don't know. So now I want you to bring in some white light. To bring in your partners in crime, your light beings, your guidance team, all those that are ready to download a ton of abundance and health and joy and love for you. I want you to get close to that intention, that desire, that dream that you have. And I want you to open your heart space. We're going to open your heart space a mile wide right now. We're just clearing out any debris that doesn't belong. And now we're bringing in the full download from the inner plane for you, some beautiful light packets of information. Now I want you to see yourself reaching your hands out into this beautiful ray of sunlight, just like you're reaching out into the new thing that you are creating. Just see this light beaming on your face. Just see the joy within your heart. And see yourself drawing into you all that you need to create this next step of being all that you are. You are surrounded by a beautiful team. We're bringing in Archangel Michael, putting on his protection around you right now. We're clearing your space of any negativity. Seventh ray is beautiful for that. And we're opening your heart to the intentions and desires that are yours. I want you to hold this with yourself for a little bit here. really allow yourself to hold on to this. And you can do it later. I have CDs and teaching for both teaching and meditation that will help you walk through creating all that you are. Before we go to break, I want to let you know how to find out more about what I do. If you're stuck and not able to shift into the decisions that you're wanting to make for your 2015, you can go to my website, lesliefontaine.com, LesLieFontaine.com. There you can find some CDs, you can find information about the sessions I create, and also the next time I'm going to be in your city. But we will be clearing your energy field. We will be releasing you of the blocks and interferences that you are ready to serve up now. And we'll be moving you into the next intention. After we come back from break, we'll take your calls. 800-930-2819. This is Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Put a little woohoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Across the country.
Can we go back? This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us. Can we go back?
Ooh, I love that. What's holding you down? What's holding you in place and keeping you from stepping into all that you are? You know what those things are. You know what you're allowing. And you know what? There's lots of forgiveness in spirit. There is lots of forgiveness. This is not about blaming. This is not about failure. This is just what's surfacing for you. Some of you are burgeoning this amazing dream, this amazing gift that you want to step into, and you've held back. It's not the first time. You've gone through this before. You've been at this rodeo before. So now, today, I want you to challenge yourself and say yes, okay? Can we make that your word for the day, for the week? Say yes. Don't get hung up on how or where or who or how much or any of that. Just say yes. Just say yes. It is just the most incredible, powerful thing that you can do to allow that. Then the next thing that happens is a gift, which is the struggle sometimes, okay? We get this idea, oh, I'm struggling, it must not be spiritual. I'm struggling, it's too hard. I'm struggling, I'm not going to be able to do that. Stop it. You're a grown-up, okay? I'm just going to chastise a couple of you. And I say this to myself all the time. I am not a little kid. I'm empowered. I drive a car. I own a place. I make money. There are things that you do, you know darn well you're not a victim. So step into it. Just man up. Just step into this thing. Some of us want other people to give us permission first. Who's that in your life? Why do we do that? We want them to give us the time. We want someone else to say, you know, Susie, it's really okay if you take an hour today for yourself. Why on earth do you need that? You do not. You did not come into this life. You did not get into a relationship. You did not come into a job so that someone else has to give you permission for when you have time for yourself. But I'm going to tell you, some of you need to create that space. You're in some pretty toxic environments. I want you to step out today or pick a time in the next couple of weeks where you say, you know what, every Tuesday at 12 o'clock, I take a two-hour lunch, and this is my time to create and have amazing thoughts about all that I want to be, do, and have. Okay? So I want to challenge a few of you to create some space for yourself. Allow yourself to have some time. I want you to notice what it feels like to tell someone you are taking time for yourself. Have you noticed the words you use? Honey, do you mind if I take an hour today? What is that? Are you 12? No, you're a grown-up. Take what you need. You're not wearing handcuffs. We do this out of habit, and we do this because then we want to justify, sometimes I'm going to tell on myself and tell on others, to justify why we are not being all that we can be. Okay? So can we lay that one down? Can we stop it? Everything I'm saying to you, I could say to myself, but I call myself on it all the time. What can you call yourself on? Today's your day to step into some decisions that have been sitting on your desk for a while. And they're there because of the greatness of who you are. They're there because of all that you can create that will be a blessing to others. Do you know that children watch us and pay attention to what we create? Our friends watch us. They may fight us, argue, be negative, whatever. As we begin to shift our energy, do you know that they come back to us and go, how did you do that? How did you make that happen? I don't know how you did it. So think about the fact that people are watching you step through it. You don't need everybody to come along with you to create something new. So go into that heart space. For some of us, we've had very damaged inner children, okay? We've been very wounded. So we're going into our core wounds right now, and I'm going into your security center in your second right now. I'm really being called to do that. So we're going in, and we want to clear out some of the core fear in your second about your ability to create your own security, and also into your first, your ability to survive. So some of you are living as if day-to-day is survival. Do you know that no one can control your thoughts? Viktor Frankl said that. He found out in a Nazi concentration camp that they could not control his thoughts. I'm telling you, you can be sitting in a very toxic environment with your family, and no one else can control your thoughts. So begin there. Begin to shift energetically into that inspired thought, into that inspired idea. what you want to create. Put legs on it. Build it. You could start writing your book in your head. You could start creating your new home on the beach in Hawaii. You can start so many things without articulating it out to anyone else. But don't sit there like someone else has the power over you, and therefore you can't create. You have chosen this at this point in time. Are you ready to choose differently going forward? 800-930-2819. If you want to find me over the next few weeks to support you as you transition into 2015 and as you begin to step into all that you are, I hope you'll visit my site, LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine.com. You can write me at Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com. I'm glad to work with you to shift these energies, to clear out these old obstacles. Remember again what I was saying earlier. Some of these dreams and desires that you've had since you were 12, some of them don't fit anymore, right? So we're wanting to shift into who you are now. So take a look at that. Do an inventory within your own spirit. Notice where you typically get hung up. We all have our little places, okay? This is our life lesson. Let's transmute now some of that karma into grace. Let's bring some of those life patterns into completion. We want to thank Kuan Yin going before the karmic board and switching that out and transmuting our karma into grace. We do not have to learn everything the hard way. We don't have to learn the same life lessons over and over again. We can switch out the energies that our attraction pulls in and move to a much higher vibration. We can release the ancestral line of poverty and difficult relationships and manipulation and toxicity and all that stuff that is not part of our current present moment. Step into your present moment, create enthusiastically, be excited about who you can be if you were to allow yourself to be all that. Okay, bring in your team, get to know your team. I have people ask me all the time, well, how do I find out who my team is? You know what? Google is this most amazing tool. I know a lot of you know that. Go into Google. Google the Ascended Masters. Google Light Beings. Start taking a look at that. How do you know the ones that are for you? Who resonates with you? Some of the Light Beings and the Masters have a more scientific bent. Some of them have a very creative bent. Some of them are wisdom and knowledge and diplomacy and power and strength and leadership. We have the opportunity to bring in all these attributes of Source, okay? So allow yourself to play with this a bit. Draw them in. Let them participate with you. Let your energy field sense their presence. If this is new to you, I'm glad to talk with you about it. I hope you'll write me again, Leslie@LeslieFontaine.com, and I can walk you through what it's like to work with light beings, to work with your guidance team, to get to know them. Don't wait for the visitation. Invite them in, okay? They do not just take over and you're waiting, you know, for that moment when they connect with you. This is about you choosing to invite them in. And I'd also encourage you to put on your protection every day. I'd encourage you to not be susceptible to the energies of the people around you that drag you down to the point that you no longer step into all that you are. I hope this has been an awesome show for some of you. I feel like I keep seeing people scribbling and writing notes and just getting all this stuff out of their minds and things that they want to do, be, and have, okay? So I hope that all of you can step into the most amazing 2015. Consider me your helper. I'm glad to help in any kind of way. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy, and look forward to talking with you again.
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth-colored fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Step into more inner and outer leadership in all facets of your life. This means being the CEO of your own destiny. Imagine a life of what you say goes. Lynn Brown, the host of Winning at the Game of Life, is going to help you activate the power in being present, owning your space, and harnessing all of your energy during her full-day workshop, Own Your Leadership, Own Your Life. Get ready to own your body, your relationships, your work, and your life. Lynn and co-facilitator Wendy Wolf have teamed up for a body and spirit experience that will transform you forever. Every person will receive two 20-minute sessions of body or aura work, amazing content, and a full one-hour healing session with Lynn or Wendy. Lunch is included, space is limited. Sign up early and get an additional 20-minute session included. To register or for more information, contact Lynn at ruintuit.com or call 844-BE-INTUIT. Workshop is January 31st, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in downtown Bellevue.